Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. All praise is to the one to whom all dignity, honor and glory due, the unique with perfect attributes. He begets not, nor was he begotten. He has no equal, but he is the almighty. All affairs are managed according to his wisdom, and there is no support with him. I testify that there is nothing worthy of worship except Allah, to whom belongs all the praise, and he hath power over all things. I testify that Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam is his servant and messenger, who was sent as a warner and as a lamp giving the light of guidance and as a caller to Allah. May the blessings of Allah be upon him, his family and his companions, and those who follow them sincerely until the resurrection day. Actually, patience is one of the most important qualities demanded of those who claim to love Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, as the degree of patience determines those who are sincere in their claim and those who are not. Over the last 2 weeks, we learned about patience, sabr, from the verses of the Quran and from the ahadith of Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, and we also learned the three types of patience in details, and we learned that patience is half of the iman faith. Today, inshallah, we will learn the practice of patience in our daily life, the most difficult types of patience, the patience of the noble and the beautiful patience. So inshallah we will start by learning how to practice patience in our daily life. We will learn how to practice patience in worship, patience in abstaining from sins, and patience during the time of adversity. Number one, patience, sabr in worship. In every step of the way, man needs patience in carrying out every act of worship. For example, we will have the example of the salah prayer. Before starting to do the prayer, you must make sure that your intentions are correct. You should check your sincerity and seek to avoid showing off in performing it. And while you are performing the prayer, you must try to perfect it by keeping your intentions pure and your mind focused on the purpose of performing the prayer, which is the obedience of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. After completing the prayer salah, you must abstain from doing anything that could corrupt your worship. That is to say, you should exercise patience in refraining from feeling proud of your performance of the prayer and refraining from telling others about your acts of worship. That's the hardest. The second type of patience, which is patience in abstaining from committing wrong actions. How to practice this in the worldly life? The best way to help yourself to abstain from wrong action is to exercise patience and abstain in the first place. Okay, in the first place, okay, you tell to yourself, I will be patient. That is to say, I will be far away from trying any bad action or wrong action. We must realize that habits and desires are the two soldiers of the shaitan, which the shaitan is using to fight the belief and the guidance. So the question is how to win the battle with the shaitan, the battle of the bad habits and desires which are prohibited by Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. The answer is through patience on staying away from these desires and bad habits in the first place, so they never have any influence on your spirit. This patience is built on the love of the obedience of Allah and the trust that the reward is the paradise. We must always remember that we can start any of the wrong actions, for example, to try some wine or to try a relation out of marriage under the influence of the desires, which is controlled by the shaitan. But the problem is that the final results are beyond a person's control. Okay, people always start this kind of wrong actions as fun. But the problem is that this wrong action becomes part of their habits, and then at the end they can't control themselves to stop it. Life is a battle with the shaitan, who is trying by all the means to deviate the believers from the right path. So it is always the patience in the first place, which will always make the believer to stay away from any prohibited action, that is to say, away from the shaitan whispers. It is the patience on the obeying of the commands of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, and the patience on the abstaining from the sins and bad actions that can save you from the shaitan whispers. That patience is the way to follow the right path, which is the path of the believer, the winners in this life and the hereafter. So actually, practically, you must believe that I am supposed all the time to tell to myself, be patient by keeping yourself away from trying any bad or wrong action. This is the patience. The patience, in the first place, when a friend will come and tell you, let us play cards, gamble once, okay, just for half an hour because we have, free time and we are bored. Tell her, no, I can't because I am patient with being away from any bad action. I can't start anything against the rules of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Because if you start, you can't be sure that you can stop this habit. And actually, this is always the start of any bad habit. Okay? When you forget that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala made that bad habits, prohibited for us. How can I prevent myself? By being patient. Patient means that away. I am away. I can't start at all anything which is prohibited by Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. The third type of patience is the patience in adversity and in situations beyond man's control. We must know that trials in life are of two types. Adversity beyond one's control, adversity that befalls a person at the hands of others. So we need to be patient with both of them. How we can be patient with both of them? Let us start by type one, which is adversity beyond one's control. For example, death of a beloved one, loss of parents, husbands or kids, sickness, loss of wealth, big accidents. In facing these situations, people are different in their response. They may have any of the following reactions. Number one, feeling helpless, disconnected, panic and complaining. Number two, response with patience, either for the sake of Allah or as a sign of human strength. Number three, accepting and being contented with the situation. This is actually of a higher status than patience. This is the acceptance. Okay? Number four, accepting this situation with thanks and gratitude. This is even higher than acceptance because in this case, a person sees the adversity as a blessing. All these reactions are based on the belief of the reality of the worldly life, which is less than the wing of the mosquito in the sight of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Also, on the belief of the great reward of patience and acceptance. On the belief in the blessings of the eternal life in the paradise and the belief of the great punishment of the eternal life in the hellfire. I want to explain, our reactions towards this adversity which is beyond one's control. Adversity beyond one's control is related to the decree of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So the believers in regard to the decree of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, as I clarified in full detail the last week, they are supposed to respond with patience. Okay? For the sake of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. What is the meaning of the sake of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala? It means that accepting the decree of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala because we are commanded to accept the decree of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, and we must look for the reward for that adversity from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. This is the patience for the sake of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And this is the patience which will be rewarded from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Not just the patience as a sign of human strength. Because Islam is based on the intention. You can find or you can observe two people, both of them are patient in regard to the adversity beyond their control. For example, a car accident and happened, and in that car accident, two sisters, they lost their children. Okay? And it looks that both of them are patient. The one whom she is patient for the sake of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, accepting the decree of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, looking for the reward from Allah, she will be the one rewarded for her patience. Okay? But the one whom she is patient to show up that she is very strong, okay, and you know she doesn't care, okay, this one, she is patient, but she will not be rewarded because patience must be for the sake of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. This is Islam, which is based on the intention, and only Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala knows the intention. So this is number, you know, this is how believers must respond to the adversity which is beyond their control. But there are higher levels, okay? The higher level than patience is acceptance. Acceptance meaning to be content with the situation. Okay, being content with the situation will give you the reward of acceptance, which is higher than patience. The more higher level is to accept the situation with thanks and gratitude. This is even higher than acceptance. And again, sisters, as I clarified, that when we believe that the worldly life doesn't, the worldly life is less than the wing of the mosquito in the sight of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, and actually it is the life of the trials, and actually it is the place where we are supposed to collect as much as we can from the good deeds, so that the worldly life will be our bridge to the paradise. So if I evaluate the pain and the sadness which will happen to me, for example, when I am exposed to the adversity, and I compare that pain with the reward of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, when I accept that adversity as actually as a blessing from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, that I can get rid of my sins, and I can be also rewarded through accepting of that adversity with thanks and gratitude, you will be sure that the winners are those whom they accept the adversity with thanks and gratitude, because they are the ones in reality Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala made them to be clear regarding the reality of the worldly life. When Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala loves, you know, his obedient servant, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will make his and her spirit to believe and to be sure that the most important is to collect as much as they can of the good deeds and to have their way to the paradise. This worldly life is nothing more than a test. I am supposed to get the highest marks as I have, so that inshallah I am sure while I'm still in the test that I have the passing grade, and inshallah I will be in the paradise. During that test, there are a lot of adversities, no problem for the believer, because he evaluates the adversity according to the number of the good deeds which he will get out of it. Accordingly, when the adversity will be a big one or a tough one, he will evaluate it as big number and a huge number of good deeds. So what is the problem if I will get huge number of good deeds which will make me having an eternal life in the paradise? Okay, what I will pay for this? I will pay some time of sadness or some time of pain in the worldly life. Again and again, it will not be time of sadness and it will not be time of pain. It will be the time for the spirit to feel that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, the most merciful, wants me to get as much as I can of the good deeds now. Maybe I will die very soon, So it is out of the mercy of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala that He is testing me with these great adversities so that I can collect as much as I can of the good deeds so quickly that if I die soon, all praise to Allah. Alhamdulillah, I get rid of all my sins and alhamdulillah, I have a lot of good deeds which can make me having the paradise as the final destination. So we believer must all the time, you know, try to connect all, you know, the facts of the Quran together. If we believe that none knows the day when he will die, none knows the span of her life. Okay, maybe Mona will die tonight. Maybe only Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala knows. Maybe I will die after 2 minutes. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala knows. So long that we are not sure when we will die, so we will be, or we must be always in a hurry to collect as much as good deeds as we can. What is the way to collect as much as good deeds as you can? Okay, it is through the obedience of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and through being patient with the decree of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. What is also can help you to get rid of your deeds, of your get rid of your sins, Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim, is to accept the adversities with thanks and gratitude. Gradually, your spirit will be familiar with these feelings, okay? I am living in an adversity, but all praise to Allah, through this adversity, I can get rid of my sins and I can have a higher rank, inshallah, in the paradise. So it is again the patient sabr which will remind the believer to say to Allah we belong and to Him we shall return. O Allah, reward me for my affliction and compensate me with something better. All the time the believer will be living with this supplication to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, believing that so long I will return to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, I want to return with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala with as much as I can of the good deeds. Through adversity, through prosperity, through obedience, through patience, through any way. But the most important is the goal. The goal is the biggest number of the good deeds. This is how you can accept any adversity with thanks and gratitude. And you will save your spirit from the feeling of sadness, despair, or helpless. And at the same time, you will be the strong believer. The strong believer is the believer, Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim, who is clear about the rules of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala regarding His decree. And the strong believer is the balanced believer. He has a balanced spirit. Everything is clear. This is, I am living in a test. The test will be full of adversities. These adversities are my way to the paradise. All praise to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Maybe, sisters, this rule which I am clarifying looks difficult, you know, to some of us. But Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala knows that there are many people in this life whom they are facing very difficult adversities. But when you come close to them, you notice that their spirit is living in the mercy of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Okay? Why? Because they realize in reality the nature of the worldly life. This is the mercy of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. The mercy of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is to make your spirit to realize exactly the nature of the worldly life. So in reality, you don't care for the worldly life. In reality. Not through the words. Because our problem as Muslims is that we always like to talk. And we always like to say, okay? But when you when the adversities happen to the people, the realities will be clear. Who was a true believer that this worldly life doesn't cost the wing of a mosquito in the sight of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, and whom they were just saying words, and at the time of adversity, it was clear that they were not true believers. Okay. The second type of patience in adversity is patience regarding problems that befall a person at the hands of others. Okay. In our worldly life, there are always problems which you can face through, you know, the people around you. This is also part of the test of the worldly life. And actually, regarding these problems, people have different reactions. Number one, a Muslim may choose to take revenge, as Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala said in surah number 42, verse number 41 and 42. We will read about, you know, this from the Quran so that we can be clear about the response regarding the problems with the other. Now we will read from Surah Ash-Shura, Surah number 2, and we will read from verse number 39 to verse number 42. أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم والذين إذا أصابهم البغي هم ينتصرون وجزاء سيئة سيئة مثلها فمن عفا وأصلح فأجره على الله إنه لا يحب الظالمين ولمن انتصر بعد ظلمه فأولئك ما عليهم من سبيل إنما السبيل على الذين يظلمون الناس ويبغون في الأرض بغير الحق أولئك لهم عذاب أليم.
Bismillahirrahmanirrahim. And those who, when an oppressive wrong is done to them, take revenge. The recompense for an evil is an evil like thereof. But whoever forgives and makes reconciliation, his reward is with Allah. Verily, he likes not the zalimun, oppressors, polytheists, and wrongdoers. And indeed, whosoever takes revenge after he has suffered wrong, for such there is no way of blame against them. The way of blame is only against those who oppress men and rebel in the earth without justification. For such there will be a painful torment.
So number one, according to these verses of the Quran, a Muslim may choose to take revenge. Okay, this means that a wronged person who repays an evil act, making sure not to transgress his limits, is simply exercising his right. Hence, no blame attaches him. No one should prevent him from exacting justice. The ones to be stopped are the oppressors. Okay? Human life cannot be set on a right basis while injustice continue unchecked. Okay, so actually everyone has to be aware of these rules of the Quran. When you try to make evil deed for another person, be sure that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala give him the right, okay, to repay you for that evil deed. Okay, so you know this is the rules of the Quran regarding the justice in the worldly life. Okay, so this is number one. Number two, okay, he may choose to be patient and to forgive. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala clarified this rule also in the same surah, in the next verse, verse number 43. In the same surah, surah number 42, Allah said, وَلَمَنْ صَبَرَ وَغَفَرَ إِنَّ ذَٰلِكَ لَمِنْ عَزْمِ الْأُمُورِ. And verily, whosoever shows patience and forgives, that would truly be from the things recommended by Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Okay? So Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala gave us the right to revenge. Okay? But within limits, not to exceed the limits. But what Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala recommend is to show patience and to forgive. Okay? This actually attitude requires the exercise of a truly strong resolve. Okay, it is not easy, okay, to be patient with someone who intentionally try to cause a big problem for you in your life. It is not easy to be patient for him, and it is more difficult to forgive. Okay, but actually Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala clarified that, you know, that patience and forgiveness in personal cases will be rewarded by Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala as the self-struggle, which can be done only for Allah's sake. This is, you know, also again the very important point. Okay, if someone, for example, if a sister, for example, she has the intention, you know, this is number one, with her intention. She wants, for example, to cause trouble for me, For example, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, and she already caused the trouble for me and make a problem for me, I have the right to revenge. Okay, this is number one. Okay, but Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala clarified that if I become patient with her and I also forgive her, okay, this is, you know, something which she needs self-struggle. Okay, but the very critical point here is that only the true believers can be the one to be patient and to forgive. Without doing this, you know, forgiving and being patient, okay, you can only do these two, okay, only for the sake of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Looking for the reward from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. For example, one sister comes, for example, and whatever, yani, what trouble? Rahim, for example, one sister comes and tell me, Mona, you steal my bag, for example. Okay? I left my bag in the masjid and I think you are the one who took the bag, for example. I told her, no, I left the masjid before you. She told me, no, I am sure that you are the one, for example. Okay? So I have the right from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to take revenge from her. Okay? What is the revenge? There is the problem is that the revenge has a very wide range. You see, this is the problem of the revenge. Yes, I can get her life to know, you know, the events of her life, and I can give her very hard time through her mistakes, real mistakes, with the proofs. Okay, this is the problem of the revenge. When you start to live and to plan for the revenge, you know, shaitan will make it very easy for you. Okay, and shaitan will make you to feel very happy and very relaxed that I will start to revenge from her. She said about me a few words, I will make her life hell. You see, this is the problem of the revenge. You know, revenge is without limitations. When you start, you know, that road of revenge, you will notice that you can't stop. Shaitan will make it for you more easy, and it is actually more easy for the spirits, you know, to take the revenge. But who will be the one who can control herself, okay, and be patient while someone is coming and telling me, you steal my bag, okay, be patient, this is number one. And number two, when she will find her bag and come and tell me, Sister Mona, I am very sorry, I did a mistake, I said bad words, you know, to you, and I tell that you are the one who steal my bag. I'm very sorry. I want to apologize. I found my bag. Who will be the one to tell her, my dearest sister, I forgive you? I can tell her, my dearest sister, I forgive you only for the sake of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So that I will be rewarded from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Because I don't want to apologize from this kind of people. Okay, because I don't have a guarantee that after few months she will go again and play the same game, you know, because she can say anything to the people, you know, without, you know, being sure that she's saying the truth. Okay, so you can't forgive and you can't be patient except for the sake of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So you must realize that those whom they truly can forgive and they can be patient truly, not just for words from outside, you know, truly, they truly forgive and they truly are patient, you know, they are those whom they are the true believers in Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, that, oh Allah, she's causing troubles for me, oh Allah, I will not take revenge from her because I want the reward for that hardship from you. You will be the one to reward me for that hardship, so I will be patient for your sake. But to tell you the truth, again, sisters, from the Arabic meaning of this verse of the Quran, to forgive the people whom they intentionally try to cause troubles for you in your life, it is not an easy decision at all. You know, to be realistic. In reality, it needs a lot of self-struggle. Okay?
It is
not easy, and again I tell you one thing, someone can cause trouble for you, then she will tell you, I apologize, did you forgive me? Yes. You will tell her, yes, I forgive you by tongue. Okay? The problem is not to say I forgive you by tongue, the problem, and it is very difficult to forgive her by your heart. okay, in reality, okay, because you may forgive her while she's asking for while she's trying to apologize. But when I return home and I remember, you know, the pain and the problems which she caused for me, okay, I will feel again that I don't want to forgive her. You know, this is the problem. If her mistake caused, you know, long-term problems in your life, how you will forgive her? Okay? But again and again, you know, we pray to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala actually to make us from those whom they can forgive and can be patient while people are harming them. Because actually, you know, sisters, this is a higher level, you know, of the belief in Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, that so long this life doesn't cost anything in the sight of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, let me get the reward of being patient and the reward of forgiveness, okay, from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, and let me forget totally about that event so long that Allah will reward me for it. Okay, this is how the true believers are supposed all the time to have a higher rank with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Now we will learn about the different degrees of patience. There are two degrees of patience. One of them is patience for the sake of Allah, and the other one is patience by the help of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. The first one, which is patience for the sake of Allah, it means that you are patient, hoping for the reward of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and fearing the punishment of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Patient for the sake of Allah is an act of worship. Okay? When you are patient for the sake of Allah, when you tell me, Sister Mona, why you are fasting Ramadan, I tell you for the sake of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Sister Mona, why you don't drink for the sake of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Sister Mona, why you don't lie for the sake of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Why you are accepting the decree of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala with the gratitude, inshallah, I tell you for the sake of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So this patience for the sake of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, this means that I am doing an act of worship to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Patient by the help of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, it means that a man realizes that you can't have patience by yourself and no power to acquire patience. Okay? When you say, لا حول ولا قوة إلا بالله. You know, this is the patience by the help of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. You know that there is no power and the strength except by the help of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So when you tell me how you are patient, how you are so patient in this adversity, I tell you by the help of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Because I believe that me myself, I can't be patient. Except when Allah will support me by His help, and through the help of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, I am patient with the decree of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. True believers must be patient by the help of Allah and for the sake of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. There are some people or some Muslims whom they ask the help of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to be patient, okay? But they are not patient for the sake of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. They are patient for the sake of the worldly life. Okay? For example, suppose I have an exam, okay, to have my PhD. And this exam needs a lot of study. Okay, so I will call on Allah, oh Allah help me and make me patient to study day and night, for example, for 1 year. Okay? And when someone will tell me, MashaAllah, Allah give you that help and you were patient and you get the highest degree in your PhD. So what will be, you know, your goal from having this PhD? Okay? It will be, you know, that you will be, alhamdulillah, for after having it, you will earn halal money and you will be obeying Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. I will tell you, no. I was patient by the help of Allah for the sake of the worldly life. Okay? I want to have the highest prestige and I want to have the biggest house and I want, you know, to travel all over. All of this is still halal. You know, I didn't say that this is not halal. This is all halal, okay? But Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is not in my intention in any of this. I want to enjoy the worldly life, okay? I was not patient for the reward of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. I was patient because I want to have the qualification so that it will make me to enjoy the worldly life, whether halal or haram, okay? So this is the patience by the help of Allah, not for the sake of Allah. Most of the Muslims, they ask
Allah for help to be patient, but not for his sake, for the sake of their worldly goals. Clear or not?
I need to recall to this point because, you know, patience sometimes is not clear for us as Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala wants us to live it. Okay? You must be patient for the sake of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, not for the sake of any worldly goal. Okay? When you tell me, for example, regarding the acts of worship, okay, I am praying, okay, or I am fasting, okay, for the sake of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Okay? Not I am fasting for the sake of my health. Okay, this is not for the sake of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. There are people whom they fast by the help of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala for the sake of, losing some of the weight of their body. Okay, this is not patience for the sake of Allah. Yes, this I am giving you an example. Okay, a wife whom she's patient with her husband, she's asking the help of Allah to be patient with her husband so that she can get the biggest amount of money out of him. Okay? So that after a few years she can divorce him and throw him in the street. Okay? Yes. No. In reality, if you try to check how Muslims are living their life, you know, for the sake of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, is always questionable. Okay? It is actually the Arabic word, al-masalih tatafalih. The benefit for the benefit. Okay? I am patient with my husband for the sake of the money. I am patient with my kids so that when they grow up, you know, they will take care of me. Okay, I am patient with my sister, sister's real sister, so that when our mother die, you know, we can, distribute the money in a good way. We will not fight. Okay, yes, I am patient, you know, with the truth, you know, I always clarify point in my Arabic class and I give it a lot of, time. Unfortunately, our intention for the sake of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is not clear in most of our deeds, even in our acts of worship. Okay, so we must know that we always ask the help of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, alhamdulillah, but the question is, this help you need it for the sake of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala or for the sake of your worldly goals? Okay, if it is for the sake of the worldly goals, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala knows. He will reward you for that patient or not. Only Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala knows. But what we know in Islam is that for any deed to be accepted, it must be for the sake of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So for your patience to be accepted, it must be for the sake of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Okay. Now we will actually learn about a very interesting point regarding patience, which is what is the most difficult type of patience. And actually, before informing you about what is the most difficult type of patience, I want to ask every sister about her point of view. What do you think is the most difficult type of patience?
What the one we read here.
Laman sabara wa ghafar. To be
amur.
Actually, according to Yasmin, the most difficult type of patient is to be patient and to forgive those whom they cause troubles for you in your life. Okay, this is for her. What about you? What is the most difficult type of patience you think? You know, either it is number one, patience with the obedience of Allah, or number two, patience with abstaining from the sins, or number three, patience with the decree of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. What is the most difficult type of patience, do you think? Quickly.
Maybe it's a patience with the decree. Sometimes as a human, it's wrong, but sometimes we...
Okay.
That's for me also. With the degrees.
So most of the sisters, they believe that the most difficult type of patience is the patience with the decree of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And Sister Noor, she believes that it is the patience with the obedience of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Actually, in order to know the answer of these questions, we must know that the degree of difficulty in abstaining from something depends on two factors. The strength of one's motive and one's ability to do the action. Okay? Clear? Okay. I will clarify to you this in detail so that inshallah, you know, it will be clear to every one of us. I will give you an example. Okay? Suppose we have one person who has a strong motive to commit a wrong action. Okay? Out of weak faith. Okay? And he has the means to do it. Okay?
The means to do it.
Okay. For example, a man, a husband, okay, who has a strong motive to have a relation out of marriage. For example. Okay? So he has a very strong motive. Okay? And he has the ability. He has the cell phone. Alhamdulillah. So both of them are easy for him. Okay? So he will not face any difficulty, okay, to do that bad action. Okay? So, Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim, this means that he needs a lot of patience, you know, to stop doing that bad action. Why? Because both factors are available for him. He has the great motive, he wants to do bad deed, and he is able to do it. Okay? When you have these two, you can do any bad deed and you can't be patient. Patience will be very difficult for you. Okay? And the opposite is correct. Okay? Type. I will give you an example now. A young man who has a strong desire, okay, to have a relation with a woman. And he has the means to do it. Okay? He needs a lot of patience to abstain from that haram desire. Okay? Because both of them are there. But if you have an old man who has little motive, okay, for that desire, adultery, okay, and actually he can do it because he is afraid of his wife, okay, so he will find it more easy for him to stay away. Clear? It is, for the young man, you know, he needs a lot of patience because the two factors are available. For the old man, you know, it is easy for him to stay away. Because he doesn't have a motive, and Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim, he doesn't have the ability to do the action. Okay? So for any patients, you must be sure of these two factors. The strength of your motive and the ability to do the action. Now we will learn a hadith of Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, which will clarify to us about this patience, and you know, it will actually clarify to us this hadith in a very actually beautiful way, which I don't think that most of us understand the hadith in this way. This is the hadith of Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, which he referred to those who will be shaded in the shade of Allah's throne on the Day of Judgment for their perfect patience. Okay, such as, we will start by number one, the patience of an absolute ruler in being just in all situations, regardless of his own feelings and in spite of the fact that he has the power to do whatever he likes, whether it is justice or oppression. Clear or not? Not clear. Okay, I want to clarify to you to this. Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, he said that there are seven types of people whom Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will make them to have a shade on the Day of Judgment. Okay, when there is no shade at that day except the shade of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. The first one of them is the ruler, who the justice ruler. Okay, that justice, that just ruler, why he is just? He had the ability, you see, he had the ability to do whatever he likes. And maybe, you know, he dislikes some people. He had the motive, okay? So that absolute ruler, he was actually patient. Okay, because he, Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim, because he has the power to do whatever he likes, and maybe he has some feeling against some people. But out of the patience, he was just, okay, in the situations where he can, he has the power to oppress. Okay, that person, because of his patience, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will put him under his shade on the Day of Judgment. This is number one. Number two, the patience of the young man in worshipping and obeying Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, trying to suppress his own desires. Okay? When you have a young man who has very strong desires and he has the ability, okay, to do anything, okay, but out of the belief in Allah and out of his patience with the obedience of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, he was all the time away from any haram deed. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will reward him the shade on the day of judgment. Number three, the patience of the man who gives the sadaqah, keeping it in deep secret, avoiding the showing off to the extent that his left arm doesn't know how much his right hand has spent. And all of this is for the sake of Allah. This is the third type of people whom Allah will put them under His shade on the Day of Judgment. This is the one who is so patient that when you give sadaqah, okay, for the sake of Allah, he just get it with his right hand. He didn't try even to know how much he will give. His left hand doesn't know how much he gives. He just got the money and give it to the poor. Okay? Patient, you know, with, you know, himself, they're trying to be patient and to be away from the showing off. Because if I look to the money and I say, oh, mashallah, I can give $100 one time, you know, this will not be, you know, rewarded from Allah. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala gave that person that great reward to be under his shade because of his patience with the obedience of Allah. I will just get the money and I will give it to the poor. Even with my right hand, even my left hand will not know it because I want to be away from any showing of. Even myself doesn't know how much I give. You see, because my right hand just gets the money and give it to the poor, myself doesn't know. This is the clarification of the patience with the showing of. You see, sisters, how Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala wants us to be patient with the acts of showing off, which subhanallah, the Muslims in the month of Ramadan, they like to come to go to the fundraising after iftar. And everyone will say, I am giving 1,000, I am giving 500, I am giving this and that. What is the meaning of this? If we believe, you know, that we are not supposed, you know, to show off any of our good deeds, and also Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, the reward of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is related to the sincerity, not to the amount of money. The sincere believer will never show how much he is giving, because the sincere believer believes that this is the wealth of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. He is not giving anything. He was tested by this amount of money. Can he give it without showing off? Or it is the showing off which is after giving the sadaqah in the fundraising. Okay. Number four, the patience of the man who resists the temptation of a woman of beauty and high status, in spite of the fact that he has a strong motive and he is able. Okay? When, as you know, this is one of the examples which Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam mentioned in the hadith. When a beautiful woman with a strong status is trying, you know, with a man to have a relation with her, and that man actually had a strong motive and he is able because she is allowing him, but because you know, of his patience, okay, he resists that woman, Allah will put him under his shade on the day of judgment. Number five, the patience of two men who meet for the sake of Allah and part for the sake of Allah in keeping their relation for the sake of Allah. Again, the meaning of these sisters is that we are human being. Human being means that we are not angels. Everyone has mistakes. You know, and Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala wants us to love each other for the sake of Allah. Okay? Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam mentioned the example of these two men, okay, whom they love each other for the sake of Allah. They meet for the sake of Allah, and actually they part for the sake of Allah. subhanahu wa ta'ala. And they are patient with that relation. They never try, you know, to have anything with that relation. Only for the, we come and meet for the sake of Allah, I pray to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to make us from those group of people, group number 5, whom they meet for the sake of Allah, alhamdulillah. We come to the masjid, we learn the Islam, alhamdulillah, and we know each other for the sake of Allah, and we part for the sake of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Inshallah, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, we pray to Allah to make us from those whom they are under His shade on the day of judgment. Mm-hmm. And you see, sisters, subhanallah, how there are many blessings from coming to the masjid and attending, you know, these classes for the sake of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. You, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala knows that maybe Allah knows, you know, the intention. Maybe on the day of judgment, okay, we will find ourselves as a group under the shade of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Then when we will ask Allah, oh Allah, okay, for what? Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will get us for us that scene. The scene of that meeting in the main center in Houston. You meet for the sake of Allah and you part for the sake of Allah. All praise to Allah. If it is only for this, you know, for the possibility of having the shade of Allah on the day of judgment, let us come to the masjid for the sake of Allah and part from the masjid for the sake of Allah. You see? Every day. Subhanallah. You see how the Muslims are not aware of the mercy and the blessings, of the hidden mercy and blessings of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala because of their intention. If you have good intention for the sake of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will always direct you to the hidden treasures of Islam, up to your intention. But if you are not having the pure and sincere intention with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, you can't win with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. All of these are among the most difficult types of patience, as the factors are available, either the ability to do or the motive. But those believers experience the patience for the sake of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and by the help of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, so they deserve the shade of Allah on the day of judgment, when there is no shade except Allah's throne. There is also another one difficult type of patience, which is patience in abstaining from wrong actions of speech. Actually, among the most difficult types of patience is patience in refraining from committing wrong actions of speech, such as backbiting, telling lies to create problems between people, insulting whom one doesn't like, while praising those whom one does like. For these bad actions, there are two factors available. The strong motive to commit, which is the shaitan whisper, and it is so easy to move your tongue and to speak. Okay? So the patience required to abstain from this wrong action is particularly difficult. And actually, every one of us can realize this reality. Okay? When you are in a meeting and you notice that people are talking nonsense, you feel that why I also participate in that nonsense with anything, you know. It is very difficult and it needs a lot of patience in refraining from committing these wrong actions of speech. Okay? And suppose someone come and tell you, you know, some bad words, you know, again, it needs a lot of patience, you know, to in refraining from replying. Okay, this is also one of the very difficult, Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim, types of patience. Actually, one of the Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, they asked him, are we accountable for what we say? Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam answered, is there anything other than wrong actions of speech that cause people to be thrown in the hell on their faces? Okay, actually, you see, most of the people whom they will be thrown on the hell, in the hell on their faces, it is because of the wrong actions of speech. We must realize that once the wrong actions of speech have become a habit, patience becomes even more difficult. So you might see a man who, Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim, stands up all the night praying, fasts all the day, and would refrain from any minor sin, yet he gives his tongue all the freedom. In backbiting, causing troubles between people, this man will be punished for his bad speech so strongly that he may lose all his good deeds. Okay, so it is again the patience, a sabr, the quality of the believer which will always protect the good deeds and lead you to the paradise. Now we will learn at the end about the patience of the noble people and the patience of the people. Actually there is a rule. The rule is that every person has to exercise patience in order to face difficulties, whether he does so willingly or unwillingly. Let us compare the patience of the noble people and the ignoble people so that we can evaluate our patience and improve it. This is very important, actually, to compare the patience of the noble people and the people whom they are not noble. Okay, we will know first about the patience of the noble people. Okay, it is the patience for the sake of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Those noble people, they practice patience because they obey Allah's command in the Quran when Allah said in Surah An-Nahl, Surah number 16, verse number 127, and endure you patiently. Their patience is for Allah's sake. That is to say, they are obeying the command of Allah regarding the patience with Allah's commands and decree. They are looking for pleasing Allah and to have the reward only from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Their patience is an act of worship. They are willing to be patient as they are appreciating its benefit in their worldly life and in its reward in the hereafter. They are the winners of the reward of patience, which Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala clarified in Surah Az-Zumar, Surah number 39, verse number 10. Those who are patient will receive their reward in full. So the goal of their patience is the reward of the hereafter. These are the noble people. The ignoble people, their patience is for the sake of their desires and worldly life. They practice patience in following their own desires. They will endure many difficulties in order to follow their own desires, but they can bear even the least difficulties in order to please Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. They are not ready to practice patience in devoting themselves to Allah. But when it comes to devote themselves to shaitan and to their desires, then they can exercise remarkable patience. Those people don't like patience basically, but they can exercise it only for the worldly issues and desires, looking for their enjoyment. But they are never patient regarding Allah's commands and decree. So they have a lot of sins and they are never happy or satisfied with their life. They are the true losers. If you try to look around and to notice 100 Muslims and you try to divide them, they are from category 2. You will realize how most of the Muslims are truly losers in this worldly life. They can be patient for the sake of the dollar. They can be patient when their work will make them to wake up at 5 o'clock to go to the work and to work from 5 a.m. until 10 p.m. for the sake of the dollars. They are willing, they are very patient, they can accommodate and they can tolerate. But when it is for them to wake up at 5 o'clock to pray for Fajr prayer, they can be patient with the obedience of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. This is the category of the ignoble people whom they are not patient for the sake of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. They are patient for the sake of the worldly life. Another example, a man whom he is looking to marry a special woman. He will be patient with all the means to reach that woman. Okay, he will try everything and he will be patient and he will have a lot of time to reach the goal. I want to get that woman. Okay, but when it comes to be patient with the obedience of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, when it comes with being patient regarding not to use the cell phone to get this woman and not to try to use haram means to reach that woman, he can be patient. He can be only patient when it is related to his desires or to his goals. Another example, we can be patient with our kids when they are studying for the exams. But we will not actually advise them to be patient regarding fasting the long day of the month of Ramadan. There are many mothers whom they tell to their children, for the sake of the exam and the studying, be patient. Study all the night to get the highest grades. But to be patient with fasting the month of Ramadan, no, my daughter, it will be very difficult for you. Your health will not be good and you will not be able to answer the best answer in the exam. Forget about patience in the month of Ramadan and be patient with the studying in order to get the highest degree. This is the patience for the sake of the worldly life. This is the ignoble, those are the ignoble people whom their patience is actually a loss in the sight of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Every one of us must evaluate his reality while we are still in the worldly life. Otherwise, my dearest sisters, we are the true deceivers for ourselves, because we are under the impression that we are patient with what is benefit for us in the worldly life. You are not supposed to be patient with what you like and you don't like. You are supposed to be patient with what Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala commanded you to be patient with. In the religion, there is no room for your choice. It is the commands of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala which we all are supposed to follow. The class with the beautiful patience, which every one of us must know about it, because actually it is very important. If inshallah you are a true believer looking for the reward of your patience, to have the beautiful patience which is mentioned in Surah Al-Ma'arij, verse number 5. So the beautiful patience, Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim, as it mentioned in Surah number 70, number 5, Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim, فَاصْبِرْ صَبْرًا جَمِيلًا. So be patient, O Muhammad, with a beautiful patience. It is the patience with no complaint. It is the patience based on the belief that worldly life is a test full of trials, which needs patience to get the reward of these afflictions. Beautiful patience is the patience based on the belief of the hadith of Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam. Know that what has befallen you was not going to pass you by. The beautiful patience is the patience based on the belief of Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim, verse number 286 from Surah number 2, Allah burdens not a person beyond his scope. The beautiful patience is the patience based on the belief of verse number 7 from Surah number 65, Surah At-Talaq, Allah will grant after hardship ease. The beautiful patience is the patience based on the belief of verse number 17 from Surah number 6, Surah Al-An'am, and if Allah touches you with harm, none can remove it but Allah. And the beautiful patience is the patience based on the belief of the great reward of patience, which is the love of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, as Allah mentioned in Surah number 3, Surah Al Imran, verse number 146, and Allah loves as-sabirin. The beautiful patience is the patience which Allah explained on the tongue of Prophet Jacob in Surah Yusuf, Surah number 12, verse number 86, I only complain my grief and sorrow to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Actually, at the end, all of us sisters, we call on Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. O Allah, our Lord, we beg you to make us among those who observe patience when afflicted and tried, and among those who offer praise when granted good, and among those who seek forgiveness after committing sin, we seek your forgiveness and mercy, for you are all forgiving and the most merciful. And inshallah, we will continue next week to learn about the ways to strengthen our patience. Let us make the dua.
Ar-Rahman Rahim, Allahumma salli wa sallim wa barik ala Sayyidina Muhammad wa ala alihi wa sahbihi wa sallim. O Allah, our Lord, inspire us with good conduct and save us from our evil. Ameen. O Allah, our Lord, cause your love to exceed all loves in us, and cause your fear to be the greatest of all fears in us. Ameen. O Allah, ruler of the hearts, keep our heart firm in your religion and keep it contented with your worship. O Allah, our Lord, guide us with those whom you have guided. O Allah, our Lord, strengthen us with those whom you have given strength. O Allah, our Lord, take us to your care with those whom you have taken to your care. O Allah, our Lord, we seek your forgiveness. O Allah, our Lord, we seek your forgiveness. O Allah, our Lord, we seek your forgiveness. O Allah, our Lord, we ask you for success on the day of judgment and a life of happiness. O Allah, our Lord, we seek refuge in you from a decline in your favor, from a change in your protection, from your sudden punishment and all your displeasure. Ya Allah, make the best of our deeds our last deeds. Ya Allah, make the best of our life our last moments. Ya Allah, make the best day of our life the day we meet you. O Allah, our Lord, we ask your protection from the torment of the hell, from the torment of the grave, from the trials in lifetime and after this. O Allah, our Lord, truly we have wronged ourselves, and none can forgive sins except you. O Allah, our Lord, we ask you to make our husbands and our offspring comfort to our eyes. O Allah, our Lord, we ask you to increase your blessings and favors upon our Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam and his family and his companions and those who follow them sincerely until the resurrection day.